I've got the album Treasure Tunes from the Vault.
Right.
Was there just one album put out like that, or was there a
series?
Sam,
why don't you go ahead and do the album story?
No, I only got as far as the presentation of that first album. Then you guys were here on the fallout that later came, so I'll have to defer to you people.
Oh, okay. Well, the fallout, basically, to answer your question, yes, there was only one album. Sam put it together with Chesschecker Argo Records. It was what at that time was phenomenally successful for an album because singles were still giants. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for somebody to go out and buy an album, that was a lot of money. And it sold extremely well, not only through the Midwest, but East Coast. Lord, I know in the Carolinas it was selling well, and in Florida it was selling well. And the American Broadcasting Company, in all its glorious corporate wisdom, and I wasn't really that heavily into management, so I couldn't back it up at that time, decided that somehow or the other, there had to be payola involved in it. And the only way it could be kept clean was to scrub it. So Chesschecker Argo, as the thing was really starting to build, they sold off what they had, I guess, but we had to stop talking about it on the air. We couldn't be involved in it anymore.
In fact, I've seen several copies of that album with the songs on it, but they were called treasure tunes from other radio stations and other markets.
Right.
One interesting thing about that, ma'am, if you have the copy, you might look and you'll see the people sitting there. Yeah. That was in the old production studio. We took it one morning. And as usual, I goofed up again that morning because I came in and Sam had called a meeting 2 days before and said, we're going to have pictures taken for this album cover and I want everybody here shirt and tie. And on the album, of course, there's Gene Taylor to the far left, Art Roberts, Mort Crowley, Jim Dunbar standing, Clark Weber and Bob Hill and myself. But I came in that morning, and unfortunately, I did not bring a tie or a jacket, and I had to borrow the jacket from Bob Hale and the tie from an engineer.
I had forgotten all that because I was, supervising the session because I was en route to WABC in New York, and so I'm not on the album. My picture's not there, but I had forgotten that little incident.
And excuse me, and that's me hitting the mic like I used to do, you know, like that. Ow! Sounds like the Stephen Gary show. But anyway, I tell you, the songs on both sides read like a who's who. Gene and Sam, wouldn't you agree? It's just fantastic songs.
Okay, I'll take side one. Kathy Young's A Thousand Stars, Richie Valens' La Bamba, Clarence Henry, But I Do, The Fiestas and So Fine, Stay by Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs, and The Man, Chuck Berry, with Sweet Little 16, side two.
Already we had a couple of songs on there, though, by chess artists, if you noticed.
Yeah, just a couple.
You know,
yeah.
Why don't you do side two, Gene? I don't have my glasses on.
Oh,
I can't read the fine print.
I don't have my eyes on. The Tokens, Tonight I Fell in Love, Sammy Turner's Lavender Blue. Oh, that was a good one. Barrett Strong and Money, The Crescendos and Oh, Julie, The Monotones and The Book of Love.
I wonder who.
And Long Lonely Nights by Lee Andrews and the Hearts. And they've got down here, let's see, at the bottom it says, Tonight I Fell in Love by the Tokens, courtesy of Gertrude Gutsfield. And Stay by Maurice Williams was by arrangement with Herald Records. Mm-hmm. That means the balance with Chesschecker Argo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, no wonder.
Thank you very much,
ma'am. Was right again.
Sure, just one more question. What year did this album come out?
1961.
Yeah.
Thanks, you're doing a great job. I love it.
Thank you.
WLS in Chicago.